So there's a little rumour going around that you've struck up a bit of a love affair with some butcher in Sydney.
Which is not hard, because, you know, if I'm going to fall in love with anyone, it's going to be a butcher, right? This butcher shop, look, honestly, you say, oh, yeah, I visited a butcher, and everyone says, oh, yeah, how nice.
It's
no,
a fun trip.
I didn't just visit any butcher. This place called Churchill's, and it's on Queen Street in Woollahra. So you're in Woollahra in Sydney. You're walking along the street. It's 30 degrees. You're pouring with sweat. You're thinking you look absolutely fabulous, but in fact you look like three kinds of different dead people. And you come and you're going in and out of all the very expensive fashion shops, and you're wearing your high heels, and your feet are swollen, and you come across this oasis, this heavenly place called Churchill's Butcher, and the door handle is made of brass sausages.
Oh,
already
really?
A good sign.
Brass sausages.
Yeah. So yeah. You walk in, and within about 5 minutes, you're lying on the floor having orgasms. And you say, no, I'm from New Zealand. It's okay.
That's what we do.
Okay. This is a butcher shop to die for. Boy, I wish we had one like this in Auckland. Absolute. And very frustrating, of course, because you're a visitor and you're staying in a hotel, so you can't buy the meat. So when you go to Sydney, stay with friends so that you can buy some of this meat and cook it. It's the most amazing shop I've ever seen. You walk in and it's like a little village, really. It's very long and deep, and there are lots and lots of things happening. So as soon as you get in, the first thing they've got on the right side is a window of the whole length of the wall. You know how most butcher shops, you've got a long bench and you see all the stuff. In this one, all the meat is going up the wall in a cold enclosure, and you can, when you want to buy something, the butcher slides it across and he picks it out for you, and all this, but the quality is just absolutely unbelievable. And they've got my favorite Wagyu beef, which is the Japanese beef, which is very marbled and very fatty. And you know how you identify a human being with their thumb print.
Mm-hmm.
What they've done is identify the actual cow that the meat came from with the print of its nose.
Oh, my.
So it's got the nose print on all the labels. And David Blackmore is the farmer who is growing all this fantastic beef. And so it's all labeled David Blackmore with a little print of the cow's nose on it. And Wagyu beef is scored by how much marbling and how much fat it has. And 9+ is the highest. So needless to say, I walk straight for the 9+, which is only $189 Australian dollars a kilo.
Oh, is that all? That's
so you buy it because if you go to a restaurant in Sydney, you'll be paying about that much for a slice of it.
Wow.
So, you know, which is not how the Japanese eat it, actually. They don't eat it in the state. They find it far too rich. But, of course, us Aussies and Australians do. So you, and they've got all this other fantastic stuff, like all the pork is labelled. The best pork in Australia is Kurrabooter pork. And then you go further down, and they've got an air-conditioned cutting room, and all the butchers are in there preparing the meat, and they make their own sausages. They make everything themselves. They make their own black pudding. And then you go a bit further down, and you're trying to get up off the floor and control yourself. And they've got all these, they've got a lot of ready prepared food, like when they've got French charcutier in there, and they're making terrines and rillettes and all this kind of thing. And they've got all these fantastic prosciuttos that they're making themselves out of this gorgeous Kurrabooter pork. And then you're assailed by this fantastic smell because you've reached the rotisserie chicken
department.
Oh, my God. I know. And you're in a hotel, so you can't buy this stuff. And then you pass the temperature-controlled aging room where there are great hunks of beef aging. And then you come to the sausage and pate-making room, which is right at the very end. And by that time, you're sort of, you know,
that's it,
applying for immigration. So that's where you go in Sydney. It's on Queen Street.